Let's begin. Okay, let us begin at the beginning of Siman Shin Hei in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber tells us, Me'ei Mosai Chal Ha'Avelos. When does Avelos begin? Zakna Mechaber, it begins, Mishin Nikbar V'Nigmar Stimas HaKever Be'Ofar. When you finish closing the grave with dirt, Miyad Masko Ha'Avelos. Right when you complete closing the kever, so then you avelos begins, and you do itof harosh. Itof harosh we'll see later. We no longer do. In other words, midina, there is no requirement to remove the shoes right after the mace is buried, right? Right after you finish Stimas Hagola, Avelos begins, but the requirement to remove the shoes apparently sets in later, says the Mechaber. That's the Iker Hadin, but now the Minhag is that they take the shoes off right after Stimas Hagola. Right? So that's the Din in Shulchan Aruch. Now, a few ha'aros very quickly. We mentioned earlier that the definition of stimas hagolol depends on the machlokes between Rashi and the Tosis. It seems like from Shulchan Aruch over here that we are paskening, the Mechaber is paskening, that stimas hagolol is what? Stimas hagolol is when you completely fill in the kever with dirt. Right? That's neither the shita of stimas hagolol being a matseva, nor is it the shita of Stimas Hagola being that you close the coffin. And it's not even the shita of the Shach. The Shach says that Stimas Hagola is that you close the coffin and you cover the coffin with some dirt. The Mechaber is saying that Stimas Hagola is that you completely fill in the kever. Right? That's the lashon of the Mechaber. Stimas Hagola is Nigmar Stimas HaKever. You completely fill it in. The Badi HaShulchan understands that if you ever were at a Kvura, you know that what they try to do is they try to make what's called a Tsuras HaKever. They try to make a little mound on top. It seems like until that mound is completely done, even though you have completely covered the coffin, you have completely filled in the hole, but until you have made that mound, it is not a stimas hagolol, and therefore there is not going to be avelos according to the Mechaber. The Shach, based on what the Shach said in Hilchos Tumas Kohanim, who seemed to paskin like Rashi, right, that stimas hagolol is that when you cover the coffin when it's in the grave, meaning you cover the coffin with a little bit of dirt, l'cha'ora, so the Shach would assume that avelos is chal a little bit earlier. Again, the nafkamina in these situations is going to be if you're doing a kavura mamish erev yontiv, can you get the can you get it in or something, right? Can we assume that there's some kiyum of, we'll talk about that in a few minutes, but can you assume that the avelos begins when you just cover the coffin with dirt, with a little bit of dirt like the Shach says? That's the way Reb Feivel Cohen understands it, that the Shach is passing like Rashi, but the Shach is understanding Rashi his unique way, that it has to be that you cover the coffin with dirt in the grave. That is one Mahalach. Now, it's just worth noting that I'm not so convinced that this is what the Shach holds. Look in the Shach Sifkat in Hay. The Shach Sifkat in Hay goes on Sif Dalet, no? Sif Dalet talks about the case like this, that the city is b'matzar, no? There's a siege in the city, so they don't allow the bodies to be removed from town, right? So what they do is, Shulchan Aruch says, you take the mace, you put him in the coffin, and you put the coffin in a special house, where no one is going to go into the house, apparently, and you're waiting until the siege ends. And when the siege ends, your hope is that you'll bring the coffin outside and put it in the grave the normal way. So the Mechaber writes over there that the Avelos begins right away. The second, right, Stimas Ha'orain is Kekavura. The second that you close the coffin, that's considered Kavura, right? Zak the Shach. Af agav dekaim alon le'el, de'en avescha el mishin yistam ha'goylol, de'en mishin nikbar v'nigmar Stimas Ha'kever. The Shach and Sifkat and Hay sounds like kaim alon. It sounds like he's saying that we paskin like the Mechaber also. And then the Shach that was where? In the Din, Shin Ayin Aleph, I think, was the Shach about his definition of Stimas HaGoylo. Maybe the Shach there is only speaking according to Rashi. It's not clear. Right? I just think that this word, the Kaimalon in the Shach, would seem to indicate that he's also agreeing with the Mechaber that Stimas HaGoylo means when you completely fill in the grave. Okay. Fine. So Zayin. Now, fundamentally, me'ikar hadin, right, once Stimas HaGoylo sets in, so then Avelos begins, right? Everyone ask him? So that's day one of Avelos, the second Stimas HaGoylo happens. Really, you don't have to take off your shoes yet, but the practice is that Akshav Nohagin, that we take off the shoes right after Stimas HaGoylo. Why exactly did the minhag change? How come? Well, what was the reason that they didn't have to take off their shoes after Stimas HaGoylo? And today, we do take off our shoes. What exactly changed? Says the Aruch HaShulchan a very interesting thing, no? Aruch HaShulchan has a chiddush. Aruch HaShulchan suggests that since Bizmanenu, we don't have Ituf HaRosh, we don't cover our heads, no? So therefore, how do I demonstrate that Avelos began? When they used to have Ituf HaRosh, they would do Ituf HaRosh. But for us, we don't have Ituf HaRosh anymore. So therefore, the practice is that we take off the shoes right away to show that Avelos began. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. It's a little bit strange because this Achshav Nohagim comes from the Rishonim, it comes from the Ramban, which was before the discontinuation of Ituf HaRosh set in. That's a Ha'ara that the Badei HaShulchan makes. But at the same time, it's an interesting idea as to how come the minhag developed that we don't take off the shoes later on, how can we take off the shoes earlier? Now, some suggested as follows, that maybe the reason why we take off our shoes earlier is because we want to chap arayin a day of Avelos, no? Isn't this the classical suggestion? Let's say, for example, they're burying the mace right before nightfall. And I want to make sure they're doing it on a Tuesday. I want to get Tuesday as a day of Shiva, because if we don't take off the shoes until after Shkia, until we get home, maybe that won't count as a day of Shiva. And then Shiva will begin on Wednesday, and we miss an extra day of work. No? So I think this is the common suggestion. This is what the Velt says, that the reason why you take off the shoes right away is to chaparain a day of Avelos. The Gilyon Maharsha here points out that this is absolutely incorrect. Gilyon Maharsha says that Lamaisa, I get a day of Avelos, right? The Gilyon Maharsha says that I get a day of Avelos even without any Nihug. Even if I don't have any Nihuge Avelos whatsoever. Right, he talks about a case. Nikbar Somach L'Shabbos V'Teikaf Holchu L'Beis HaKnesses V'Lo Yoshvu Klal L'Oretz Mikol Makom Nechshav Yom Erev Shabbos Kodesh B'Yimei HaShiva. It's a tshuva of the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. That's what the Gilyon Maharsha says. In other words, even though they didn't sit on the ground at all, I was at Levayas where the Kavur was Samach La'erev, and the Avelim tried to sit down on the ground in order to chaparayin a day of Shiva. There's absolutely no need to do that, because we paskin that the Avelos sets in. We paskin that the Avelos sets in right away. The Avelos sets in even without any nihug. It happens that if it's Erev Yontif, and I want a chaparayin that the yontif will be mevatel the entire shiva, then I need a nihug avelos. Then I need to take off my shoes or to sit on the ground. But if it's not erev yontif, just to have one day of shiva, right? Without any nihu gavelus, we paskin that there is a day of Shiva. This is beferish in the Stei Chemed. If you don't want to find it in the Stei Chemed, in the Badei HaShulchan in Shin Ayin Hei, Sifkatan Kuf Aleph, right? He points this out, right? That Lameisa Misha Nikba Meisa Bein HaShmashos, Af Below Nohag Shum Avelos Ad Chashecha, still you are Yotze Adin of Avelos. This is Shin Ayin Hei Sifkat and Kuf Aleph in the Badei HaShulchan, according from the Stei Chemed. Chacham Avadi Yosef and all the poskim basically elaborate on this. They say that, listen, since we hold that Avelos is Midrabanan, right, this is what we pointed out last time, that even Sfaradim, the way Chacham Avadi says it, is that even Sfaradim hold that Avelos is Midrabanan. So Lemaisa, right, we'll assume that Bein HaShmashos counts as yesterday. He's willing to paskin until how many minutes is it called the previous day. So that's already the question. I think all the art school book says you have until 13 minutes. Other poskim say you have until 20 minutes. Some poskim will rely on the Rabbi Nutan. That's already, you know, for Rabbi Willig Zmani Hayom Shiurim. But the fact is that removing the shoes is not there as a nihug of any sort of avelos. To be nihug avelos is not necessary. Now, yeah.
That's not just an Ereshot, right? That's in any case where you...
Any case. I chap around a day of Shiva, right, without any nihug avelos. Shiva begins the second Stimas Hagolo takes place. If Stimas Hagolo takes place when it's still halachically day, that's Shiva, even though I don't do anything. Fine. Now, if you look in Simin Shin Pei Beis, in the Simin of removing the shoes, so in Sif Hei, there, so the Mechaber says, look back in Shin Ayin Hei, in terms of whether you have to take off the shoes in the cemetery or not, look in Shin Ayin Hei, this is Shin Pei Beis Sif Hei, and then the Ramah writes, Yesho Mishetzarech Lelech Yachath, Mi Beis HaKvaros Lebeiso, Imeis Ovivo Imo, V'loi Re'isi No Hagen Kain. The Ramah has a minig in Shin Pei Beis that by other v'imo, you have to walk back from the Beis HaKvaris without your shoes. But by all other mesim, you don't have to. Huh? Shetzachli mi Beis HaKvaris lebeiso. I'm going from the Beis HaKvaris back home. After the Kvura, I'm going home. After Kvura, someone's going home to sit Shiva, right? So the Ramah says that for other v'imo, you have to go back without shoes. Right? This minhag of that really, by other v'imo, you should not wear shoes, but everyone else, the practice was that they did wear shoes. So the Shach comments over there that it's based on Rishas Ha'akum. No? That people are scared of going without shoes because the Goyim are going to make fun of them. So based on Rishas Ha'akum, so the Shach says, that's why people wear shoes. Consequently, he adds, Hecha delekach shash de Rishas Akum, yeshlach lots miyad beveis hakvarais. If there's no concern of Rishas Ha'akum, if you live in a community where the Goyim aren't going to make fun of you, or you have sneakers, no? And everyone wears sneakers today, no one's going to make fun of you. So therefore, there's no concern of Rishas Akum, and it sounds like the Shach is saying, Me Iker Hadin, you have to be Choleitz Na'alayim in the cemetery. Okay? So what we have over here is a shtickle problem. The Mechaber says that the Minhag is to remove the shoes in the Beis HaKvaris. That's the Mechaber in Shin Ayin Hei Aleph. But the Shach is assuming, the Shach in Shin Pei Beis is assuming, that what? That it's only, that it's me'ikar hadin. Me'ikar hadin in a makom where there's no rishas akum, so then you have to remove your shoes in the cemetery. So there seems to be a stira between the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch. This shouldn't happen. Apparently, what we could suggest is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, right? And this might be the basis of the entire din. Why is it that the Mechaber tells us at the beginning of Shin Ayin Hei that Me'ikar Hadin, you don't have to take off your shoes. You know why you don't have to take off your shoes? Because an Avel fundamentally is allowed to wear shoes when the Avel is walking in the street during Avelos. If the Avel is walking outside, he's allowed to wear shoes. So the practice was that Adam would not take off his shoes in the Beis HaKvaros. Why? Because even during Avelos, you're walking outside, you're allowed to wear shoes. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it depends if the Beis HaKvaros is Rachok Mi Beiso or the Beis HaKvaros is Karov La Beiso. If the Beis HaKvaros is near the city, so then the Mishnah Berurah says you should go without shoes. If the Beis HaKvaros is far away, then you should wear shoes. So perhaps the suggestion is that when the Shach says Me Ikar Hadin, you have to remove the shoes. If the goyim don't make fun of you, the Shach is talking about a Beis HaKvaros that's Karov L'ir. And maybe the Mechaber is discussing a Beis HaKvaros that's Rachok L'ir, and that's why it's based on Minhag. Now, L'maisa, the Svarim say like this. If the other is not walking in the street, the other is going back in the car, so the other should not wear his shoes on the way back from the cemetery, no? Avelos already began. If Avelos already began, so then you should not wear your shoes. You're sitting in the car. The practice is today that the Avelim remove, if they wear our leather shoes to the Levaya. Right? We pointed out already that Rav Shechter at his father's Levaya wore his sneakers already, no? When he was an Onain, he wore sneakers. Because he felt that the Rishonim say the only reason why there's a heter of Ne'ilas HaSandal for an Onain is Kedei Lasos Tzarchei HaKavura. You could do the Tzarchei HaKavura today when you have non-leather shoes. Rav Shechter, remember Rabbi Zilberman also at his mother's Levaya was wearing sneakers. So Lamaisa, the wearing of sneakers for an Onain today, Bechora, that makes sense. But if you have an Avel who's wearing leather shoes at the Kvura, because he's still an Einin, and an Onain Medina is allowed to wear his leather shoes, so our practice is that you tell them to take off the leather shoes after the Kvura, and then to walk through the Shura Yachaf, to walk through without shoes, and then when they're sitting in the car, they should not wear their leather shoes, and they should go home. They should go home and begin sitting Shiva. That's the way it works. Is an Avel, I remember at one of my cousin's Levayas, so, whatever, I had a cousin who was Nifter young, so his sister wanted to know, could she go home to her apartment to feed the baby before she went to her parents' home to sit Shiva? Like all the kids, my cousin was my age, actually, he was Nifter, and there were six kids, so his sister wanted to know, could she go home to feed her baby before she went to the parents' home to sit Shiva. Are you allowed to do that? Or is there a chiyuv to try to sit Shiva right away, right after the kavura, to go home and sit Shiva? So the pashtus is that you should sit Shiva right away, no? There's a din that a mohel, let's say the only mohel in town, don't think it's so strange, only one mohel in town. In Washington Heights, there's only one mohel in town. And it was my fortune that when I made my son's bris on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the one mohel in town was not in town. So we had to import a mohel. What?
Both father and son.
Right? There are two mohelim in our town. They both were not here. Enoch Ne'ev. And grandson now, who's apprenticing. Right? But no one was in town, so things can happen. So what's it then if the only mohel in town during Shiva is the only mohel in town allowed to leave the Shiva to go and do a milah? So the Trumas Hadeshin writes in the Tshuva, yes, he can leave his Shiva to go and do Milah, but the Trumas Hadeshin says he shouldn't go for davening, no? He should stay at home and daven, and then go to do the Milah after davening and then run back home. What do you see from the Trumas Hadeshin? Says with Five of Cohen in the Biurim on somewhere, right? He says that, you know what you see from the Trumas Hadeshin? You see from the Trumas Hadeshin that there's an Isser of Shihui, even though I have a heter to leave my house. Ordinarily, an Avel can't leave his house during Shiva. This guy has a heter to leave his house, but stay out of the house for as short as possible. There's an Isser of Shihui Michutz L'Beiso. Right? So if there's an Isser of staying out of house longer than necessary, so Memela, after the Kavura, Shiva already began, don't hang out outside. You should go right home and sit Shiva. You shouldn't hang out outside. L'chora, that's the pashtus. Yeah, Mr. Block.
Is that pshat? Is it pshat that he can't be out of his house? He shouldn't partake in something that he normally wouldn't partake. And he's allowed to do the mitzvah, and that's it. It's not a mitzvah to daven with him.
What's wrong with davening? There might be an isser for an other ordinarily to go to a bris milah. Yeah. What's the isser in davening? Right?
No, but he's going to the shul.
He's going to the shul meman of shach. He's going to the shul to do milah. So why shouldn't he go to the shul half an hour earlier? Right? It's the same. It's the same trip from home to shul. Why does he have to do it at 8:15? Let him do it at 7:45.
We're assuming that the priest is in shul.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just sounds more pleasant to me that there's sort of like a dechia, so to say, of the avelus for the mitzvah itself. And then that's it. So of course you go and you come
but
back.
I'm just saying that the dechi of avelos uchoris and ovel is not supposed to be yotzim pesach beso.
Right.
So he's doing that. So why can't he do that a teeny bit earlier? Lamai says yotzim pesach beso for the milah and lochap around davening in shul. Like what's so bad?
I don't know. I just see that as an extension. Meaning, if a person's allowed to leave for the bris, then why can't he also then go to a baseball game? And once he's out of the house.
No, that's a totally different thing. This is, I'm going to the same place. The meal is in shul. I'm going to exactly the same place, just a few minutes earlier. Is the Mohel allowed to leave his house 10 minutes earlier to get to the bris with enough time to relax for a minute before doing the bris? Or does he have to run right in and do it? L'chore, everyone would be maskim, right? I mean, svarin no senes. Are you allowed to leave a few minutes earlier? Right.
Okay.
I mean, we could go back and forth. I'm just presenting what he says. Yeah.
Why does he bring a raya for the fact that he's only allowed to leave because of the bris?
So I think that's what David is saying. You're only allowed to leave because of bris. But I could tell you that I'm leaving out the bris. I'm just doing it before chakras in order to get chakras in.
In terms of Shiloh, whether you can go to the feed the baby or whatever, you don't need the raya from the davening, which would be the machlokas we're having here. Just bring a raya from the fact that he's only allowed to go to a bris. If somebody else can take care of the baby, they bring the baby to her.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can't go.
Again, it lost focus.
You don't need to bring a raya from the davening and have this machlokas. You can just bring a raya from the fact that he's only allowed to go do a bris.
Okay.
And in this case, you'd have to...
So obviously we see that spending additional time out of the house is still a problem. I think that conclusion we can draw. If we can draw that conclusion, so Mamela, the Avel, should not... By the way, this comes up also, I remember at someone's Levaya, my sister's... I forgot already. I think my sister's aunt at the Levaya, so they wanted to visit a grandma at... My sister's aunt lost... I forgot exactly what the Cheshire was. They wanted to visit a grandparent's grave, which is in the same base Olam, after the Levaya, before going back to Sit Shiva. L'chore, that should be the same problem also. Like, right after the Levaya, you should go home and sit Shiva. It's not a time to go visiting graves. It's not a time. Many people have the minhag that right after Shiva, if the kever is nearby, you go and visit the grave, no? So that would be a time to visit other relatives' graves after Shiva. But during Shiva, I don't think that's appropriate. Fine. There is a discussion in many of the Sfarim. Let's say someone here, the Rama writes, Hayasavish and Nistam Hakever, Vihiskola his Abel, Vachar Kach Nodolo Shata, Chaiser Maska Avelos Mechadosh. Right, let's say you begin the Avelos in a mistaken sort of way, thinking that it's Nistam Hakever, and then you found out that when you began Avelos, it wasn't Nistam Hakever yet, and the Nistam Hakever apparently happened the next day, or else there's no Shiloh. Nistam Hakever happened the next day, so then you have to go and begin the Avelos again. You have to go and begin the Avelos again. And the same case comes up if you look in the Gra, Sif Katin Yud Aleph, right, based on Sif Vav. In other words, if I begin Avelos with a mistake, right, thinking that it was Nistam Hakever, but it really wasn't, you have to start again. Similarly, they tell you, Misha Hodiyu Shet Slavu Ovdi Kochavim Krovo Bi'ir Acheres, and you know Hig Avelos, and then you find out that the relative is still hanging up there, is Adain Ome Bitsleva, so the Avelos doesn't count. Right? So Avelos Bitaos isn't a good Avelos, no? That's what I see from the Ramon Sif Aleph, and the Goin says it's the same din that the Mechaber is noting in Sif Vav. Yeah?
So
Ramah holds Avelos Yom Rishon is Derabbanan. Whether Mechaber holds Derabbanan, how does that factor in over here?
I don't understand why would we be Machmer all of a sudden?
So apparently, that's only when there's a Shiloh. Over here, there's no Shiloh. I got it wrong. If you know Hegavelos on the live person, and then, right, he's come mehamita and he walks around, so obviously there's no din of Avelos, yeah? So if I prava Avelos before Stimas Hagoyol, Right? So that's I'm not yotzei avelos.
This is assuming that even like beyond the shach's definition of sfiras and all that, that there was really nothing was done.
No, let's say nothing was done, right?
And I don't know how to.
Grave diggers go on strike. It happens all the time, no? Grave diggers, they love going on strike. So grave diggers go on strike. So, or like in the case in Sifa, that it turned out that you profit avelos when the relative is still hanging up there, you're not yotzei. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. What about if someone is noyig avelos on one relative, right? They say, and then it turns out that a different relative died. Right, they tell him that Sarah, your sister, died, and it turned out it was Miriam, your sister. No? Are you yotzei avelos? Or not? So, we had these dinim in the halachos of Kriya, no? If a person is kirei'a on one relative, on Sarah, and it turns out it was Miriam, so you're not yotzei. But if you're kirei'a stan, they tell you that a relative died, and then you're kirei'a, and you thought it was Sarah, and it turned out it was Miriam, they didn't tell you beferish it was Sarah. So then the halacha is, if it was stan, then you are yotzei. So the Raivin and Tmim Deim equates them. And that's how the Badei HaShulchan paskins. Then a mistake in Avelos is the same as a mistake in Kriya. And if a person sits shiva for the wrong relative, so then what emerges is that what? What emerges is that you're not yotzei the shiva. Chacham Avadia Yosef in the Chazon Avadia, page 98, he wants to taina that no, that maybe kriya l'chud and avelos l'chud, maybe because by kriya we're machmir and sveikis, that's why we're machmir, by avelos he wouldn't be. It's a suggestion, but lamais, it's beferish in the tshuva, the tmim deyim, it's beferish in the tshuva, so the ravid, that you're not yotzei shiva also in this situation. So it's, I don't know exactly what the suffix is, why you'd be mako by shiva. Fine. Let's talk about the big cases, no? They send the mace in Sif Beis. Sif Beis really connects to a few other dinim. But Bekitzer Ma'aseh, Sif Beis says like this. Avelos usually, yeah, Noah.
If you start the Avelos, you thought Stima Segever was on Monday, and really it was Tuesday. And then you find out Wednesday you made a mistake, so that means Wednesday.
Tuesday was day one, and Wednesday is day two. I find out that on Wednesday I find out it was a mistake, but Lamaisa Tuesday was a day of Shiva.
Okay, so that's still, you don't have to learn all over. So
right.
Still day two,
correct. I think so, yeah. So Avelos begins from Stimas Hagoyol, right? Are there any cases when Avelos does not begin by Stimas Hagoyol? So in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Beis, we have the following dinim. Right, Stimas Hagolol is for those Avelim who go to the Kvura. However, let's say you don't go to the Kvura. Let's say you send the mace to Kvura far away and other people are taking care of the mace. So then the Gemara in Moed Katan on Dav Chaf Beis Omer Aleph writes that Atun, that you guys who are not going to the Kvura, the Lashon HaGemara is... Amelu revel b'nei mechuzah atun delo azlisu mi delo azlisu baser arsa. You don't follow the coffin. Therefore, michi mahadrisu apaychu mi bava da abula aschilu manu. Begin counting shiva from the time that you turn your faces. Right, when you mahadrisu apaychu, when you turn around by the Shar Ha'ir, apparently they'd escort the mace to the Shar Ha'ir. When you turn around from the Shar Ha'ir, that's when the Shiva begins. By Mahadra Paihu. Right? So that is for the people who don't go to the Kvura. That's what it says in the Gemara. In Shulchan Aruch, though, Shulchan Aruch, and then the Gemara adds the wrinkle of Gadol HaBayis that we'll talk about in 3 minutes. Shulchan Aruch writes, Mishadarka l'shloyach hames l'medina acheres l'kavro, ve'einam yodim masa yikaver, you don't know when the kvur will take place, so then me'et sheyach ziru panehem l'lavos maskilu l'mnois. Right? In other words, the Mechaber is paskening because I don't know when the kvur is going to take place. I send the mace to a different town, right? This is the people who don't go to the Kfura, right? If they send the mace, So then what happens? Then the kavur begins when you turn around. Why? The Lashon HaMechaber is because lo yodim, they don't know when the kavur is going to be. That's what the Mechaber says. This Lashon is a Lashon that is found in the Rambam. Like most of... This is actually an interesting riddle, right? Hilchos Avelos is supposed to be based on the Ramban in Teres HaAdam, no? This line in the Mechaber happens to be the Lashon of the Rambam, not the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban does not have this line. And the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Ches notes this. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know what? Even though the Mechaber says, Lo Yodim LaHalacha, we're not going to follow this, because it's only the sheet of the Rambam, and we'll assume that whenever you turn around from the mace, right? Turning around from the mace, the Lashon of the Ramban is that's called Nisya'ashu Mila Kavrai. I give up on being part of the Kavura. So then the Avelos begins from that moment that you give up on being part of the Kavura. That's what the Ramban says. It has nothing to do with whether I know when the Kavura takes place or not. This Lamaisa is Maisim B'chol Yom, no? You take a mace, and you send the mace. Today we send maceim to Eretz Yisrael for Kavura. It happens that many Sfaradi poskim are very not fond of the practice of sending maceim to Kavura. The Pasuk says, Vatavo'u vatatamu es aretzi, and many Sfaradi poskim say that refers to taking a maceim and sending them to Kavura in Eretz Yisrael. You're being metame Eretz Yisrael. Ashkenazim generally are very fond of the practice, because we assume that there is no Gilgul Mechilais. If you are buried in Chutz La'aretz, so by Tchias HaMesim, your bones will go through these tunnels, and they will bounce around and roll around until you get to Eretz Yisrael, when they will come back. We believe, by the way, in physical Tchias HaMesim. Okay, there was a Maimonidean controversy, but Klal Yisrael Paskin, that Tchias HaMesim will be a physical reality, right? There's a concern that if you're buried in Chutz La'aretz, you'll go through the tsar of Gilgul Mechilais, that the bones are going to turn around and spin around. That's why the practice of many is to be buried dafka in Eretz Yisrael. It's a $1 million industry. No? Sending mason to Eretz Yisrael, kavur in Eretz Yisrael, it's a big business that, right? Yeshiva has a plot in Eretz Yisrael, no? Fine. So now, we send bodies to Eretz Yisrael. Let's say the Avelim are not going for the Kavura. The Avelim is staying back in New York. So, when does the Avelos begin? Does the Avelos begin when they send the body off? Because that is when it's Mahadru Apayhu. They're turning around. Or do I assume that no, I take the Lashon of the Mechaber, the Lashon of the Rambam, seriously, it's Lo Yoyde Masai Kavura. Now you're going to know exactly when the Kavura is. For us, Bizman Hazeh, you have a phone, you have a cell phone, right? Some people have video hookup to the Kavur. You know exactly when it's going to be. So maybe the Avelos should begin at the time of Kavura, because the din that's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch is only when you don't know when the Kavura is. So like most things in Yiddishkeit, it's a machlokes. The Radvaz assumes that the Lo Yod and many of the Sfaradi poskim who deal with this issue take the Lashon of the Rambam seriously. That's the Radvaz, and there's some tshuvas in Reb Chaim Palagi and etc. who assume that it's based on the Yediya of when the Kavura is, and therefore today the Avelos would begin much later at the time of the Kavura. But the Aruch HaShulchan and Reb Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva in Simen Reish Nun Gimel of Chelek Yerideya, Reb Moshe Feinstein assumes that if you're not going to the Kavura, the Avelos begins right away.
Which
Chelek Yerideya? Huh? One. Chelek Yerideya, Simen Reish Nun Gimel, right? So Chacham Reb Moshe Feinstein writes that the Avelos begins right away, because Reb Moshe has a very interesting cheshbon. He doesn't say it the way the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan says because, well, the Ramban and the Tur, their Lashon has nothing to do with below Yodim. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan says it. Thank you. But Rav Moshe says if it's based on Yodim when the Kvura is, Zok Rav Moshe, obviously that issue means that it's really a suffix in Avelos. The reason why you start earlier is because halachik devei mekoba avel suffik avelos lahakel, etc. Right? So, but when's the suffik in avelos? I know, let's say, that the Beis HaKvaris is 45 minutes from the house. Why should I begin the Shiva right now? Right? I know for sure that the Kvura is not going to be for 45 minutes. No one says, no one in the history of rabbinic literature said that you have to wait until the presumed time when the Kvura is. Right? Obviously, right, the fact that the Gemara and its Paschal and Shulchan Aruch says when you turn around, Avelos begins. And no one says to make the cheshbon of how long it takes to get to the cemetery. That shows that we don't take this diuk of v'lo yoidim seriously. That's Rav Moshe's cheshbon. It's a slightly different cheshbon than the Aruch HaShulchan says. Now, this din, right, that, again, if you go with the mace, you begin avelos from the time of the kvura, from the time of Stimus HaGoyol. If you don't go with the mace, you send the mace away. So avelos begins when you are mahadru apaihu, when you turn around. Right? That's the basic din. What about... Yeah?
We say suffik avelos the hakil
and we're going to talk about something like that in a minute, yeah?
Yes. Could you start meaning...
Start later and finish earlier. We'll talk about that in a minute. Could be. Enochanami? We're going to have something like that. Let's say the other case, though. Let's say you have an avel who is neither going with the mace, nor is the avel saying bye-bye mace. Right? The avel is not going to the gate of the city and turning around from the mace. The avel never heard. The avel was never present. Right? You get a telegram that says that a relative died. No? Get a telegram that says that a relative died, and you know that you're not going to the kvura. So what's the din in this situation? When does avelos begin in the situation of the telegram? So this was a machlokes between the Mesh of Davar and Hagoyin Reb Rafael Shapiro, who is the son-in-law of the Nitziv. No? The Mesh of Davar is the Netziv, Tshuva Siman Ayin Beis, and the Mesh of Davar, and Reb Rafael Shapiro in the Stechemed, in the Tshuva and the Stechemed, that the Stechemed quotes, disagreed with the Shver, with the Netziv. The Netziv felt that the Avelos begins when? From the Zman of Kavura. A person is in place one. He's not going to go to the Levaya, not going to anywhere. No? So when does the avelos begin? Remember, this happened when my father was sitting Shiva. My grandfather was nifter in Yerushalayim. My grandfather made Aliyah. I was nifter in Yerushalayim. I'm just reconstructing this now. So my father got word that his father was nifter, and my father couldn't go to the Levaya because in Yerushalayim, the Chevra Kadisha wanted to bury my grandfather before the end of the day, and they didn't even want to wait to my father because there were other kids in Eretz Yisrael. So my father just stayed in New York, no? So I remember what happened was, I grew up in the five towns, so there are different rabbonim in the five towns, of course. So Rabbi Pelkovitz from the Weichel said that my father should not begin Shiva until the Kvura. And the Rabbi Wurzberger, I think, told my father to begin Shiva. I think it was Rabbi Wurzberger. It's probably Rabbi Wurzberger. That was the only other rabbi that we dealt with. Rabbi Wurzberger told my father to begin Shiva right from when he heard the news that my grandfather had passed away. So my father listened to Rabbi Wurzberger. He started Shiva then. But then Rabbi Polkovitz got like really upset. Whatever, that was like the story. Okay, not so exciting. But the fact is, the Mesh of Davar, the Netziv says that in these situations, since you're not going with the Mesh, so you begin from the Shas Kavura, and the Rebbe Fo Shapiro says that the Avelos begins from the Shas Misa. We already mentioned this Machlekes at one point. Rav Salvechik understood that it might be totally the Machlekes Rambam and Ramban, whether an Onein Pravas Dinei Avelos or not, no? That if you hold that the Chiyuvim of Avelos really set in from Shas Misa, so then Rav Shapiro is right, but if I hold the Chiyuvim of Avelos set in from Shas Kavura, Right? So then the Nitziv was right. That's the way the Rav understood this machlokes. This is a very, very big machlokes. Now, the Nitziv has a raya to his yesod from Shulchan Aruch Se'if Vav, no? Shulchan Aruch Se'if Vav. That case that we read before. Misha hodi uhu shetzlavu ovdei kochavim krovo bi'ir acheres. You hear that the goyim crucify your relative in a different city, and then you prava avelus. V'achar kach noda lo shadayin ome bitzlifa. Oso avelus o ololo. V'chozer monim mishi yikaver o mishi nisya ashu. Meaning to say, I have this case before, in Shulchan Aruch Se'if Nitziv. I'm in a different city. I hear that my relative is crucified, right? I'm in Aishashak. I hear that my relative is crucified in Shnipashak. So what do you do? So apparently the Avelus really does not begin until Shas Kavura, no? So isn't this an often Araya Zach the Nitziv that I'm right, that if you're Be'ir Acheres, so then the Avelus should begin from the time of the Kavura? Zuck the Nitziv, Zuck Reb Rafal Shapiro, there's no raya. There's no raya because the yesod of these cases of tzliva is that you don't know when the government authorities will allow you to, you don't know when the government authorities will allow you to bury the person or not. And you're going to be trying the entire time to get to persuade the government to allow you to take the mace down off the crucifix, no? Memela, that's why the Avelus doesn't begin at that point, because you were not Nisya'ish yet. Were you to have known that there was no Kavura yet, you would still be trying to get the mace down. So that's why the Avelus doesn't begin right away. But in the situation that you completely give up, so then Avada, Avelus begins right away. Now, La Halacha, this is a huge machlokes, okay? Meshev Davar, Nitziv. Siding with the Meshev Davar is Gesher HaChayim, Perek Yotes, letter Hey. Siding with Meshev Davar is Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, quoted in the Sefer Pnei Baruch and in the Art Scroll translation of the Pnei Baruch on page 153, note 23. Yeah?
It's not like you're a parent, right? There was a regular case where you buy Kvura, everyone holds by
the if I'm at the Kvura, so then Avelus begins at Stimus HaGolol.
Kuliyama.
Right? Not a question. If I'm in a different city, though, and they're not going to be burying the mace for a while, so then the Tziv says it begins at the Kvura, and Reb Rafal Shapiro says that Avelus begins at the time of Misa. That's what Reb Rafal Shapiro says. And we mentioned Gesher HaChayim and Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach agree with the Meshev Davar. And many other Sephardi posts can agree with the Meshev Davar. Also, if you want to look in page Kuf until Kuf Yud or so in Chazon Ovadia, he gives you a list of all the poskim who agree with the Meshev Davar. Reb Rafal Shapiro's position is accepted by Reb Moshe Feinstein in that Tshuva Siman Reish Nun Gimel. There is a case of someone who died in Belgium. The relatives are in America. They're not going to go. So Reb Moshe says that Yeprava Avelus from Shas Misa. Reb Moshe does not get into the whole discussion between the Nitziv and Reb Rafal Shapiro. He leaves that aside. Others who agree with Rav Henkin in the Ezra's Torah Luach. You wouldn't think this would make it to a Luach, but Rav Henkin in the Ezra's Torah Luach also agrees with the Reb Rafal Shapiro. Many poskim, paskin, the Badei HaShulchan, paskins like Reb Rafal Shapiro. He says since there's a tshuva Reb Shri Rigon that's beferish this way, so he paskins like Reb Rafael Shapiro. The Tzitz Eliezer in a tshuva in Even Yaakov, there's a few sperm that the Tzitz Eliezer has, is Ramat Rachel and Even Yaakov, and end of Chelak Dal and Chelak Hey. So in the tshuva in Simen Mem, in the Even Yaakov, the Tzitz Eliezer has a very interesting pshara. Tzitz Eliezer paskins as he says, Ordinarily, we would say, halachic ketev amekel ba'avion, you begin early, like Rav Refuah Shapiro says. Aber, if beginning early will lead to a problem, that, for example, the avil didn't sell his business yet, and an avil's aser melacha during his avelos, so you try to sell the business before the Misa. If you can't sell the business before the Misa, we'll have to see the Piskei Tshuva and Shin Pei, I think, has a discussion about selling it b'shas haninus. If you didn't sell the business, he thinks that you can rely on the Meshav Dover in that situation and rely and start the Avelos later on. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, interestingly, the Nefesh HaRav, and this is what Mr. Roth was referring to a few minutes ago, Moshe Soloveitchik paskins that you begin Avelos like the Meshav Dovar from the Shas Kavura, but you end Avelos from the... You end Avelos from 7 days from the Shas Misa, because we'll say Halacha Kedivei Amekel Ba'Avel even by Atati Desasri. That's already interesting because of the Gemara Yevamos that we spoke about yesterday, no? Ben Zayin La'asheni Ben Teisha La'Rishon, you're not sure who the father of the baby is. So the din is that they both keep avelos. Why? So we said, out genai, etc. If I would hold that I, like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, like I say, halacha kedivei amekel ba'avel, the makom takti desasri. In other words, a halacha kedivei amekel ba'avel is a much broader principle than suffik drabanan lahakel. If I would assume that way, so then l'cha'ora, you should argue that both do not keep avelos in that case. Because... Right, l'chayra, that's like a tarti. What's the issue over there? It would be a tarti disaster. If no one's going to keep avelos on the kid, you're not sure who daddy is. Is daddy guy one or daddy guy two? So the din in Shulchan Aruch was, they both keep avelos. Right? If I hold like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that I say, halacha kedivei amekel ba'avel, even makom tarti disaster, one could argue that no one should keep avelos. No? Yeah, I'm getting hands. Yeah.
Wasn't that not an issue? That was a din of Ganai.
But what's the issue of Ganai? One, right, the Ganai is a hayitachin that no one is going to sit Shiva. Right? Here also, it's like people going to... Ganai means it's like it looks weird. But if halakha d'vei amekel ba'avel is like this broad, expansive principle that any kulai could pull out, so then one could argue that no one should sit Shiva. I certainly could hear it, no?
Isn't it Raya
Hefech?
The only reason...
The only is out Ganai.
Otherwise, we'd have been fine despite the
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, the question really is, how do we understand this Ganai? But, okay, Enochanami. But the point is that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had this interesting chiddush about... Moshe Soloveitchik had this interesting chiddush about Halakha Devei Amekel, even Makom Tarti Desasri. Now, Rav Cohen points out that he thinks that when... If you want the Avelim to begin Avelos early, because they're not coming... It has to be that the Avelim are not being misasek at all, but Tzarchei Hames. In other words, they're not on the cell phone trying to make arrangements, they're not speaking to the funeral directors, etc. But if someone is b'makom rachok, and he's not going to the Levaya, but he still is being oisek, but Tzarchei Hames, so then he contends that you should begin from the Zman of Kavura, because the whole Lomdus over here is based on this Yashu Milakavrel, that's the entire din. Now,
okay, where does the notion of Misa, just because we're going to be Makel by Dine Avelos, we're going to say you can start the count from Misa?
Start with
saying he's involved.
Because Halakha Devei, again, most poskim say, since Halakha Devei Makel ba'Avel, we apply even Makel Machlokas HaPoskim. So it's a Machlokas HaPoskim, so we'll say, you know what, begin earlier. Now, why is it considered a Kula, by the way? So apparently it's considered a Kula because of the following thing. If the Avelos begin, right, one could argue it's not a Kula. It's 7 days or 7 days. Mali if it begins early, or Mali if it begins late. But the answer is that if it begins from the Zman of the Kavura, so it's not that everything is Mutter until Kavura. There are certain dinim of Avelos that set in at that point, just we allow, right, you to do other things. It's not that everything goes. You have to say... You have to say that the kula is to begin the shiva earlier, because then you only have 7 days and you don't have these days of partial avelos before the kvura. Yeah.
Are you an onim during that in between time?
So even if you're not an onim because you're mamish not osik b'tzarchei hames, but there are certain din that you might not be a technical onim in terms of basar and yayin. It might be the case of we had in shinem aleph nimsar l'kasofim, right? This really requires a lot of work to figure out what is this in between situation. That I'm not an onein, I'm not an avel yet, what am I? I can't say that everything is mutter. It's just, it doesn't sound like everything should be mutter. Or else there would be no chumra kula in this situation. Right, that's l'chora. Fine. Now, there is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch like this. Usually the people who turn around begin avelos right away. And the people who go with the mace begin avelos at the time of kvura. But if the gadol ha-mishpacha goes to the kvura, and the kvura will be within 3 days, zaktashach, based on the Gemara, daf chaf beis, the gadol ha-mishpacha goes to the kvura, so then, af elu shebekan einam monim ela mishayikaver. If the gadol ha-mishpacha goes to the kvura, so then even the people who remain here only begin avelos at the time of the kvura. Apparently, they are nigrar after the gadol habayis, probably out the covered for the gadol habayis. The people who remain behind don't begin avelos until later on. What's the cheshbon for this? Obviously, because the gadol habayis, who is the person the base of somach alei ugriri kulhu basrei, that everything is dragged after this guy. It doesn't matter who it is, providing the person is 13 years old. The Achronim say, Achronim quoted Chuvas HaRashba, even a woman can be a Gadol HaBayis. So by a Gadol HaBayis, so the people remain behind, a Nigrar after the Gadol HaBayis, and everyone begins the Avelos later on. The Mechaber does not quote the opposite case. If the Gadol HaBayis stays back, so that even the people who go to the kvura are nigra after him lahakel. The Mechaber only uses the din of gadol habayis in the sense of lahachmir, no? Gadol habayis, so the Mechaber says, if the gadol habayis goes to the kvura, so the people who remain behind also begin avelos later, right? So that's the lahachmir situation. The situation of the Gadol HaBayis staying back and having other members going to the Kavura, that is not discussed in the Mechaber. Zok d'shach lahalocha, that's because we assume that Gadol HaBayis has only employed lahachmir, not lahakel. That's a shita of Toisvis on that sugya. And that's how the Shach paskins. But the Shach adds, and Rebbe Kiva Eger points this out over here. We'll probably have to discuss this in greater detail a little bit later. But the Shach adds like this. The din of Gadol HaBayis, that you nigra after the Gadol HaBayis, and you start later, that's only if the Gadol HaBayis goes to the Kvura, and he stays there. In other words, he's going home. Let's say you have a Gadol HaBayis who lives in Eretz Yisrael and is going to Eretz Yisrael for the Kvura and will stay there for the entire Shiva. That's when you are nigra after the Gadol HaBayis. But, Zot Rebbe Kiva Eger over here, right, that if the Gadol, im ha-Gadol chozer etzlam, afilu b'yayim zayin, then mona imahem misho shechziru pneihem. If the Gadol HaBayis will return to where everybody else is sitting, so then you begin... Then you begin early and you finish the cheshbon based on the early beginning. That's the psak of the Shach. And all the later svarim seem to follow the Shach. The one issue that's confusing over here is, how am I magdir Gadol HaBayis? It's not clear. Gadol HaBayis means the person who makes all the decisions and everything is based on that person. In many of our situations today, especially you have like married children, older children who aren't living at home, that even if like a mother is nifteres and there is a father, one could argue, the father is gadol habayis? Not necessarily. Because it could be that all the iske habayis, even though the iske kavura might be determined by the father, but all the iske habayis aren't misnahel based on the father, so one could argue that there is no gadol habayis in these situations. Reb Moshe Sternbach, however, in a Tshuva in Chelak Dalet on page 305, Reb Moshe Sternbach assumes, and the Gesher HaChaim assumes this way also, that in those situations, Gadol HaBayis still is relevant, but it's determined by Rov. Sometimes you have a bunch of children. Who makes all the decisions about the estate, etc.? The Rov of the children. The children get together and they vote about how you'll do it. So Reb Moshe Sternbach assumes that we... we hold that the rov is considered the gadol habayis. These are the very difficult shaylos that maybe we'll talk about next time, maybe not. It just depends on my mood. Okay, so I wish you a good Shabbos, and thank you very much for coming. Oh, so next Monday we'll have Shia. I think we might have to try to say four times a week. Just if we're going to try to finish, we'll see. We'll determine next Monday whether we'll say three times a week or four times a week.